Have you a license to operate your radio station, Mr.
Byrne? I am officially authorized, Mr. Byrne, as the department knows.
No, you are not.
I say I am, and I stand over that, and if you'd like to make the inquiries...
We certainly will. We certainly will. Who officially authorized you?
Before going into that,
officially authorized you?
I didn't hear your program this morning.
That's right.
But I've had several phone calls.
Yes.
You're complaining about your anti-Catholic bias.
Oh, I see.
I'm very deliberately telling you what I heard this morning.
Yes, well, perhaps you should have heard the radio program before you commit yourself to what was said on the air, because...
I know, I'm simply repeating what I hear, just as you repeat what you hear.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I repeat what I hear, that you're interfering, your radio station is interfering with other people's enjoyment, and you do not have a license to operate this station.
Which I repudiate, in the circumstances.
Well, could you tell us who gave you the license, Mr. O'Mahony?
I stated positively that we're officially authorized.
By whom?
That is up to you to find out, and the RTE can find out.
Who allocated you the frequency, Mr. O'Mahony?
Don't drag a red herring over the situation.
Who allocated you a frequency, Mr. O'Mahony?
What I was told was, you're discussed this morning at what you heard about someone's BBC One programme being interfered with by a Catholic radio and a Catholic programme.
No, that's what the person said to us, that it was a Catholic radio station. Yes.
That's reported to me.
We have complained about other pirate radio stations and all of them together, all other unlicensed radio stations we have complained about on this programme again and again. And I'd love to know who licensed you to operate your radio station.
I've stated my situation.
Yeah,
there.
But you haven't told me who licensed you.
Look, I've stated I stand over that, and if the authorities feel I'm wrong, it's up to them to take the necessary proceedings.
Very good. Indeed it is.
And we told them that.
Indeed it
and
is.
Incidentally.
But it's odd, since you're in the legal profession, that you're actually breaking the law.
Oh, I'm not. Simply state that I am officially authorised, and I stand over that. And
it must be the department who officially authorised you.
Well,
it must be the department.
Well, that's a matter for you to find out.
Well, why can't you tell me?
It's over to you.
But why can't you tell me?
Well, look, get on to the department. Let the department deal with it then, if you don't wish to do so.
Well, all right then, but it would be easier for you to tell us who authorised you.
Let's come back now to the main issue. You see, you're bringing in a red herring.
No, I'm not. I'm talking about a pirate radio station which is operating without a licence, and you're interfering with other people. That's what I'm talking about.
Simply because...
And you're not the only one.
Simply because there are people, and it appears from the calls I got this morning, people are coming on to your programme complaining about a Catholic
radio station. That's how they described it.
That's how they described it.
Well, that's the only way they could identify it.
Well, isn't it wonderful now that there are people listening into that? We wish there'd be more.
No, they're not listening. No, they're not listening into it. They are hearing it in spite of themselves, and that's the only identification they have of it. We'll make further inquiries, Mr. O'Mahony, from the department.
By the way,
thank you for joining us.
All right.
Thank you very much indeed. We will indeed. Good morning.